Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about a promise for near and far and read to you a few verses from Isaiah chapter 7, beginning at verse 13. Here we go. Then he said, "Hear now, O house of David, is it a small thing for you to weary men? But will you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Curds and honey he shall eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land that you dread will be forsaken by both her kings." Isaiah cried out against the rulers of Judah. They treated other people poorly, but they treated the Lord even more poorly. If many of us express the same distrust that we have towards the Lord, towards other people that we know, those other people would give us a punch in the nose. To rebuke their lack of trust, Isaiah promised them a sign. And this promise becomes one of the most famous prophecies in the Bible. "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel." This is one of the most famous prophecies regarding the birth of Jesus the Messiah in the Bible. It also illustrates a principle of prophecy, that prophecy may have both a near fulfillment and a far fulfillment. The near fulfillment of this prophecy centered around Ahaz, Jerusalem, and the attack from Israel and Syria. For Ahaz, the sign centered on a time span. We read, "Before the child shall know how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land that you dread will be forsaken by both her kings." Simply put, God promised Ahaz a sign that within a few years, both Israel and Syria would be crushed. This was a sign of deliverance to King Ahaz of Judah. The far or ultimate fulfillment of this prophecy goes far beyond King Ahaz to announce the miraculous virgin birth of Jesus Christ. Now, we know this passage speaks of Jesus because the Holy Spirit said so through Matthew. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23 reads this, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is retranslated, "God with us." And we also know that this passage speaks of Jesus because the prophecy is addressed not only to Ahaz, but also to David's entire house or dynasty, where it says, "O house of David." We also know that this passage speaks of Jesus because it says, "The virgin shall conceive," and that conception would be a sign to David's entire house. Now, those who deny the virgin birth of Jesus like to point out that the Hebrew word translated virgin, that is Alma, can also be translated as young woman. The idea that these critics put forth is that Isaiah simply said that a young woman would give birth, not necessarily a virgin. While the near fulfillment may have reference to a young woman giving birth, the far or ultimate fulfillment clearly points to a woman miraculously conceiving and giving birth. And this is especially clear because the Old Testament never uses this word in a context other than virgin, and because the Septuagint, an ancient Greek translation of the Old Testament, translates it categorically virgin with the Greek word parthenos. We also know that this passage speaks of Jesus because it says that he will be known as Emmanuel, meaning God with us. This was true of Jesus in fact, not only as a title. You see, Emmanuel speaks of not only the deity of Jesus Christ, God with us, but also of his identification and nearness to humanity, God with us. Jesus is truly Emmanuel, God with us. This is the great message of Christmas, the incarnation, that God the Son added humanity to his deity and walked with us. He shared the human experience to the fullest because he was fully and truly human. Though, as far as we know, Jesus was never called by the name Emmanuel, he certainly fulfilled the meaning of the name. The real question is Jesus God with you? Remember the promise of James 4, chapter 4, verse 8. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Today, I pray that you experience it, that Jesus is God with you.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.